So the car rolls by, broom, and here comes that yappy-ass dog, chasing after, I guess, the tire, desperate to get it. And all of us think, what is that dog thinking? What happens if it catches the car? Well, guess what? The right fringe of the Republican Party is the dog that has just caught the car that is called reproductive rights. The erasing of Roe and the emergence of Dobbs as the new lack of national standard, respecting a woman's personal agency over her own body, is a big deal and falls squarely under the category of, my brother, you better be careful what you wish for. I'm Chris Cuomo, and welcome to the Chris Cuomo Project, and I am going to highlight, flag, and underline an issue that will absolutely matter in the presidential race, and the Republicans should have seen it coming. So, the idea of why this issue matters has changed. I was never a big abortion person when it came to politics. I believe that the issue itself was somewhat manufactured for political convenience and expedience as a distraction from more important common concerns. First point of bristling. More important than human life? You cur, you heartless man, non-Christian. Okay, where does that concern come once the kid's through the chute? Where does it go? Where are you on early education? I've seen studies where it's bad. Really? Better nutrition, more attention in education is a bad thing? Shut up. Where is the concern for a human being once it comes through the chute? Into a life that is filled with disadvantage. If that's the case, right? Shouldn't you know? No, all life, really. Well, yes, that's my faith. Well, that's all it can be, right? Because it's not science. How's it not? What else can it be except human potential life at the moment of conception? That has never been the legal question. The legal question is, when is it a person under the law with rights attached thereto that is their right and privilege to exercise without interference of the same? That's the legal question. And it's a real one because, look, you unfortunately may have to live this reality as I have. Someone you love gets to an age and a stage where they can't make their own decisions anymore. They can't exercise their rights and their privileges and their wants. And what happens? Well, the law has evolved over time to recognize that. And we have a very well-worn, well-tested notion of competence. And competence is a nice way of saying whether or not you're still a person in there as opposed to a bag of meat that may have a pulse. Maybe even look around, looking like you're registering what's there. Maybe even speak, but you're not that person anymore. You don't have that intelligence. You don't have that sentience. You don't have that awareness that makes you a person more than just a bunch of organs that are still functioning-ish. And then decisions have to be made for you. And the law has proxies, and the law has medical representatives, and the law has a lot of different things where, hey, that will and last testament doesn't count. That person was non-compos mentis. That was not, they were not competent for that. You've heard of this before. Well, this is the concept. When does that attach in the womb? When should it? Now, look, by my measure, it can't be the same test because then it wouldn't attach until the person's 18. Oh, so this isn't such a novel question. No, because when can you make a contract? 18. age of majority, right? Unless you go through a very protracted and cumbersome process of being emancipated, right? 18. Can't rent a car till 25. Why? Because they don't think that you're smart enough to figure out how to take care of the car. You're not mature enough. You're not enough of a person as far as they're concerned, right? So they have a policy in place. 18, 21, 25. We ascribe these standards because we believe there are different levels of existence fundamentally in terms of your ability to make decisions and to be respected as having certain rights and privileges. So what does this mean in the womb? Well, first, my problem with the question has always been it's more about politics and science because you've never really taken the time to study it. And the idea that it is potential human life is obvious. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, once said to me, well, what else could it be, a cactus? As if that were the end of the discussion. It is for him. He's a Catholic, right? That's his faith. Whether he lives it or not, whether he's a good example of it or not, I don't care. That's for you to judge if you're a Florida voter. That's not my place as a journalist, and it's not my interest as a human being. I don't really give a shit what kind of person he is. And I think it's a distraction to talk about it. And I'm just saying it not to engage in it, but to move it to the side. That's not the analysis. The analysis is, this is not a Christian law, okay? I was raised Christian. I was raised Catholic. I choose to believe and have faith and tacitly accept in the idea that there is something bigger than us and that it comes with certain power and understanding and influence on what we are and how we should be. That's my choice. I am not going to put that choice on you. And our society shouldn't either. And I'll tell you why. My father chewed on this like a kid on a Weetabix. And he gave a famous speech in 1984 that you can look up at Notre Dame, where he talked about the combination of being Catholic and a public official. Now, the political analysis on the right is very simple. If you're a Catholic, then you should tell everybody that you're Catholic, and here's what you believe, and you should advocate for the same. My father did not see it that way. He said, this is a secular society. Our religion is the law, so I will respect the legal standard. And the legal standard was Roe. Now, the weakness in his argument was, but you can advocate for something other than the Roe. You advocate for changes in the law all the time, and you're not doing that when it comes to this. Which was really tantamount to him having to own that what he was pro-choice, which is also what the law was, but that was also his political thing. Now, he would say it's not that simple because if it were about me and my wife, we wouldn't exercise reproductive rights that way. She wouldn't exercise her reproductive rights that way because of our faith and our feelings. A little complicated. Complicated doesn't work in politics, so that was always a struggle for him. In terms of gaining people's acceptance. Now, I don't have that problem because I am not articulating a position for you because I don't give a shit about your acceptance of my position or idea. What I'm trying to do is help you understand and interpret what is happening around us. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Man, oh man, if you are a listener, you know how I feel about Athletic Greens, okay? AG1 has been a go-to for me for years. Why? It's easier, it's price effective, and it's better. Instead of all the different bottles and how many pills and at what time and in what combinations, they did all the research so I could have complete confidence in my routine. One and done, man. That's because AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement that supports your body's universal needs. Gut optimization, stress management, immune support. So for me, I really combined all of these different needs into one want, which became AG1, right? Every scoop, probiotics, the digestive enzymes for gut support, magnesium, which is big for me, B vitamins, energy support, adaptogens, they're all in there in the right levels, right combinations to help support immune health. AG1 is the supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs every day. And that's why they've been a partner for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. If you try AG1, you're going to get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 K2, and you're going to get 5 free AG1 travel packs. And that's just with the first purchase. So go to drinkag1.com/CCP. drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Cozy Earth. Let me tell you, bedding matters. And this isn't just me telling you this. In a recent survey, 7 out of 10 parents said that they get an average of 3 hours of sleep a night in the baby's first year. Hello, Greg. Now, mommies need quality sleep, and bedding will matter. There are other variables, but here's one that you can control, okay? When we made the switch to Cozy Earth, I noticed the difference. I did not know that fabric or textiles could really be temperature sensitive, meaning if it's cold, they keep you warm. If it's warm, they can kind of cool you off. I did not know that. I know it now because I have Cozy Earth, okay? So, this Mother's Day, why don't you treat the mamas in your life to the luxury they deserve with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize her self-care and sleep health? Doesn't she deserve it? Don't forget, use my promo code Chris at checkout and you get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Okay? When you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the dropdown. And that will make me very happy. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. This is a big one, especially in America, man. You need Done With Debt. If you're one of us who's addicted to credit, you need Done With Debt because you're going to bed thinking about how much you owe and what the minimum amount payable is and what are you going to do and you're never going to get out from under it. And look, is it your fault? Yeah, in part, take responsibility for your spending, but also, the system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans. It's almost impossible to pay off your debt once you get into that cycle. Insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. And that's why you need Done With Debt, because Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you deal with debt faster than most of us would think possible. Done With Debt analyzes your debt, gives you options that you'll qualify for. Done With Debt knows how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They've got skilled staff at Done With Debt that will negotiate, figure out how to get better deals. So here's how easy they'll make it. Go to donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, and start getting out from under the problem and toward the solution. You got debt? You need Done With Debt. Now, the dog that caught the car, being careful what you wish for, is that Republicans have made this a boogeyman for a long time. Instead of talking about issues that are a function of common concern that matter more and need attention, they have dwelled on this as a culture war, some kind of proxy effect of figuring out which side are better people. and the right are better people because they're pro-life, which I guess means that anybody else is what, pro-death? I don't see it as being just about abortion because once you've done what you've done, which is taken away a woman's personal agency over her own body, who knows where it goes and how it can be applied. Slippery slope is what that's called in argument. And we don't know where it goes now, but you've done it. You said you wanted to do it. You said the elections mattered because you'd need the judges to do it. Everybody believed this bullshit Kool-Aid that stare decisis is so powerful. And I can't tell you how I feel about any issue. I'd have to see the case. Bullshit. People who are picked by Republicans are anti-reproductive rights. And that's why they got on the bench, just like Amy Coney Barrett. Just like the other ones, and they sure as shit were going to get rid of Roe as soon as they had a chance, and they did. And that's why the confirmation process for justices is bullshit and should change, and both sides abuse it. Judges, okay, should tell you where their politics are on things. You should know. And the idea that them not telling you is some kind of bridge of transparency and fairness. I think the opposite is true. And in fact, even though it's very controversial and people keep telling me to stop saying it within my business, I feel the same way now about journalism. It used to be that journalists don't tell you what their position is on things because that's not what they're there to do. They're not there to influence your idea of preference and to bias their reporting by telling you how they think and feel. Okay, but I think it's gotten more nuanced, more complicated at least than that. There's a difference between me saying I'm only going to talk about reproductive rights one way because I only see them one way, and letting you know what I think about reproductive rights, and then being fair, my coverage of the same, which you may now accept more readily because you know where I'm coming from, and you don't have to be suspicious. I think that's where we are in society today. I think that you should err on the side of transparency. That's why I tell you, Trump did me, and by extension, my family, dirty. He made life harder for them because it suited him in how to distract and deflect my criticism of him in my reporting and in my analyses. And I hold that against him. And that alone would mean I wouldn't vote for the guy. Now, I tell you that not because I'm telling you to vote for him or against him. That's your choice. Okay? I'm just telling you where I'm coming from. That's why I don't want to hear people saying, I must be getting it right, right? Because there are people who think I'm a Trump supporter. After what I just told you, okay? I mean, just think about how crazy this culture is, how crazy our politics are, how siloed the thinking is, how tribal it is, that they're going to say that I'm a Trump guy when I just told you something that no other journalist will tell you, which is that I'm not. You see what I'm saying? So that's the kind of thinking and perversity that created this abortion dynamic. It's not just about abortion. That's one decision. There are other ones. And once you start taking away somebody's right over their own body by saying, well, but there's another person involved, it gets messy. And now you have to deal with it. And they got their ass kicked in the midterms. Now, you can look at the midterms and say, wait a minute, it wound up in a deadlock. How'd they get their ass kicked? Because it was supposed to be a red wave, that's why. And a big reason why it wasn't was women and their allies. Single women vote Democrat. Married women tend to break 50-50 to break Republican. Why? Several reasons. One of them is women traditionally have voted the way their husbands do and how they're told to. Is that changing? Yeah. Is that good? Yeah. I don't think anybody should vote because they're told to by a spouse. Why else? Well, they tend to be married and have families and have different kinds of concerns and economic realities on them that go beyond their own personal political preferences. More worries about their kids and safety and, you know, that than just personal safety and personal concerns and personal wants. And there are other reasons as well. So they'd always said they wanted this, and now they got it. And it's going to cost them politically, because they are the dog that caught the car. Now, it solids them up with evangelicals, but evangelicals are significant in number, but not in any way comparable to women, right? Overall, just non-evangelical women. And evangelicals have just become another special interest group. Why do I say that? Isn't that being a little bit negative or dismissive? Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Same reason I feel differently about the following situation. So every mass organization that has control over kids is going to have a certain percentage of pedophiles in its ranks. Okay? Why? Because it's the percentages of dealing with kids and the kinds of people that gravitate towards wanting to deal with kids. I'm not saying that people who want to work with kids are pedophiles. I'm saying that pedophiles like to get close to kids. That's what I'm saying. There's very different things. My mom was a childhood education teacher. Okay? Believe me, I get it. What I'm saying is, so that's true. Why does it bother me more when it's the Catholic Church? Well, I'm Catholic, but also because I believe that they should have a higher standard. They're supposed to be about something bigger than themselves. Okay? That's how I feel about evangelicals. Even more so. All they do is throw their faith in your face about how they got to live by the good book and you're going to hell and all this judgment shit that they just don't apply to themselves or to their choice structure over who should be leading us. The way they've twisted themselves up to make Trump okay is embarrassing for people who are supposed to have this sense of orthodoxy about morality. Embarrassing. And by the way, Trump doesn't even share their ideology on it. It was always an article of convenience with him to create a constituency. And they knew that and they went along with it anyway. And now he's afraid of it because he knows it can beat him. So he is changing. The Arizona law comes out because now it's state by state, right? And he doesn't understand the law. He doesn't understand logic or philosophy or jurisprudence. So, of course he's going to keep fucking it up. And he's going to say, this is what everybody wanted was state by state. That's not true. A majority of this country, as a function of common concern, is in favor of reproductive rights and wanted a national standard. Google it. And you probably should have one. Roe was not the best reasoned case of its kind. It had weaknesses, the penumbra of rights, the isolation of a right to privacy that isn't specifically articulated. Now, is there hypocrisy within that? Yes, because while that is true, Scalia had no problem reading a right of an individual right to bear arms into the Second Amendment when it was not expressly articulated, nor had it ever been found in jurisprudence up to the point in which he found it. Is there hypocrisy? Yes. Why? Because Scalia, may he rest in peace, for his genius, for his greatness, was a human being with political preferences, who was a big gun guy. Shocker. So, state by state is not what the people wanted. Trump is wrong, and I argue lying, because I think he knows that. He made a choice. Now he's got to live with it, and it could beat him. But why? Well, that's what the midterms taught us. But this will be different because things have transpired since the midterms that'll make people feel differently. Maybe. Reproductive rights is not a first, second, or third ticket item, even among Democrats, but it is higher. And with independents, it is higher than it usually is. And they've never really had it to vote on before in a presidential election with it being gone as opposed to the chance that it could be gone. Those are very different things. And politically, and when it comes to rights, taking away a right is a very, very dangerous thing to do. Very dangerous. And you can say until you're blue in the face, but what about the rights of the person in the belly? People who are passionate about reproductive rights are just as likely to reject that notion as they are to accept it. In fact, they're more likely to reject it, because they choose to believe the viability standard, that not all groups of cells in the belly are the same. that there is a difference between a zygote, a fetus, and a viable human being, human baby, whatever words you want. Fetus, I guess, is the right word. That there's a difference. And it's a distinction with a difference that matters legally and matters in terms of making that decision. That's why the Republicans added to their argument against the other side to include what? What's their big point? When you talk about abortion, what do they talk about constantly? Late-term abortion, right? Look up how often late-term abortions happen. Look up the circumstances under which they happen. This is an edge issue. It is taking something that is a possibility, a once in a while and almost never, and making it the main. Why? Political convenience. It's a complete bullshit thing. Now, the Democrats, as they have this great ability to do, have made it worse for themselves by having some of their lefty flank refuse to put a time in when you can't have an abortion anymore. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Delete Me. So, Delete Me is a necessary. Why? Reality. Online boogeyman. Harassed. Scammed. Identity theft. Spam and robocalls out the wazoo. Man, I get hit with all of it. Some of it is done out of spite. I'm convinced. People put me on lists and have tracking software put on me just to make my life more of a hassle. But here's the reality for everyone. Personal information is everywhere on the internet. You are an easy target. That's why I personally recommend Delete Me. Okay? What does it do? It removes any personal information that you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private. Sign up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, you'll get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Use the promo code Cuomo at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo and enter the code Cuomo at checkout. joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. Let me tell you, we're all dealing with it, especially in American culture, right? Because we're so credit sensitive. We have so much available credit. People take advantage of it. Often it takes advantage of them. High interest credit cards are real. Loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Inflation keeps just taking away what you can pay, keeps you stuck in almost a paycheck to paycheck existence. Done With Debt can be a lifeline. Done With Debt has this ingenious new system that gives you a way to deal with debt faster and easier than you probably thought possible. See, Done With Debt analyzes all the debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They have a skilled staff of negotiators that know how to get debt out of your life, ready? Permanently. Done With Debt has a bunch of experts. They've been doing this and they know the best strategies to reduce and remove debt from your life. But you gotta hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they'll make it. If you go to donewithdebt.com, that's donewithdebt.com, right? donewithdebt.com. You can find the answers to your debt problems. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting. Plenty of action. Makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats. And if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. can turn $100 into $10,000. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today. Use the code CCP. You get a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Well, why is that wrong? Shouldn't it always be between the doctor and the mother and what the health? Yeah, but it doesn't sound good. It's politically unsatisfying, unwieldy. It seems to suggest that you don't give a shit about the baby inside. So it has fueled the extension and continuation of this conflict. But we've never had a presidential election where it was happening in the midst of the right having been taken away. The nightmare has been realized. And I think that people are going to vote on it. And I think Donald Trump knows that he is the dog who caught the car. And he's probably pissed because he never gave a shit about this issue in the first place. He only was doing what he was doing to help himself. When he was just a citizen, he was pro-choice. And now he thinks he can beat him. So he's agonizing over what to do about it. The Arizona state law comes out basically banning all abortions. He says what? We're going to work it out. They went too far. How the fuck are you going to work it out? What are you saying? You wonder why people worry about you being an autocrat and a despot? How do you think it sounds when a president says, don't worry about it. I'll figure out that 10th Amendment states right issue there. Yeah, I know the Supreme Court said it's a state issue. Now, well, I'll fix it. What are you saying? You're going to meddle with a state's ability to make its own laws, which you just advocated for by overturning Roe and making it a state's right issue? It doesn't even make sense. There's like no intelligence to what the guy says. It's always about convenience. Just grotesque convenience. That's what it is. Yeah, but he got it right because I'm pro-life. Okay, good. Now you own it. You own the hypocrisy that you don't give a shit about these lives once they come out. And you don't care about the policies and the requirements and the compassion that we need for people who are in hard spaces and impoverished and undereducated without opportunity, and they wind up doing bad things like selling drugs and taking drugs and committing crimes because they don't have the access to opportunity and avenues to dignity, and you ignore that and you judge them for it and you relieve yourself of the moral burden to help your brother and sister. As Jesus instructed you and spent his life doing, spending an inordinate amount of time among the least of us, not the best of us, if you want to make that kind of distinction. So how can it be that you are so deeply righteous when the regard just falls away? I don't buy it, but it doesn't matter because it's for you and your choice to make, but you're going to have to live with it. And I don't mean in here. I mean at the ballot box, because they're coming. Now, is as big an issue as immigration? Nope. And as boogeymen go, I'd rather have Donald Trump's boogeyman of being the dog that caught the car than be Biden on the border. The fact that he hasn't put executive orders in place 6 months ago baffles me. Now, the intelligent, though I believe overthinking Democrat, will say to me, yeah, but didn't you see what happened with Trump? They're going to throw him out in court. But it would still show that you were trying. And the situation is different than when Trump did it. There's more of an emergency situation. There's more of a case to be made. There's a better case to be made. The issue is going to beat him. So as boogeyman arguments go, why is it a boogeyman? Because you should check out our episode when it comes out about how I feel about the realities of the border. It's a boogeyman issue in terms of the fact they're bringing crime, they're bringing rapists and murderers, and some, I suppose, are good people. Little Kennedy Trump there. That's if Bobby and Trump wind up running together. As boogeymen go, I'd rather have the reproductive rights problem because I don't think there's many people who will vote on that as the border problem. But I do believe that reproductive rights, and I'm not calling the issue just abortion because it isn't. There are a lot of women who are pissed off about this and men who are pissed off about this, not because they're so anxious to have abortions. but because they feel that they just witnessed a right being taken away that should matter. So I think it's coming back to haunt. That dog has just latched on to a tire that's moving at 40 miles an hour, and I do not think it ends well. Now, how does that manifest? To what degree? What is the influence on outcome? We will see. The three easiest words that mean the least and are said the most in political analysis. Why? Because you can't be wrong. They're right up there with my favorite expression. Remember what it is? I want to have a logo made. It's a cool looking logo. It'll look like kind of Roman numerals. I, New York Times font, I'm thinking. W-I-I. It is what it is. It's my favorite phrase, and I don't even know why. I guess it's because it is what it is. Thank you very much for joining me for my interpretation of what I believe will be a very important issue, and polls reflect the same. Thank you for joining, subscribing, following here at the Chris Cuomo Project. If you don't like the ads, you want it ad-free, cough up a Lincoln and go to the Substack, the chriscuomoproject.substack.com. Get it ad free. You will also be able to see what's going on with me in long COVID and benefit from one of the best minds on it that I've met, my doctor, Dr. Robin Rose, who has agreed to help me. You can look at videos of her explaining why she believes in long COVID and what it is. Videos of my blood work with her protocol of tests that she's come up with, this medical consortium that she works with. You know, all over the world, they're working on this together. The results of those tests, what that meant in terms of what I should be taking and am now taking, what I have to do with diet, what I have to do with exercise, blah, 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 blah. It's all there. And if you have questions for me about things, but how do I get you? I'm on this app called Minect. M-I-N-N-E-C-T. There are all these really cool experts on there. In fact, you can sign up on one if you're somebody worthy to talk to about anything in particular. And you can pay, and my rates are way too low now that I'm looking at the other experts, but I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it to be able to have the exchange because I'm giving the money away. You know, that 10 grand that we gave to Inara on News Nation, that came from this, that the money that we're getting into the account from when people buy the merch. Rose, my producer, that's the money, paid 10 grand. Now, am I doing it the right way? No. And it's going to beat me up in taxes? I don't care. Because I'll figure that out. It's not enough money for me to worry about the fact that I'm paying taxes on money and then giving it away, but it's not really me. It's for us. Whatever. I'll deal with that. News Nation is 8 p.m. Eastern every weekday night. Thank you for checking it out. Please continue to do so. I will see you there. We got hard times in front of us, but listen, everything in life that matters is hard. You got to have the same attitude no matter what it is. Let's get after it.